Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. You know, this is an opportunity to kind of to venture off on topics where on the radio, I really don't get the opportunity because everything is kind of short and concise, as it should be. But every now and then, something will come across my plate or flash across my mind, and it will be something I think would be interesting to discuss and talk about a little bit, and don't really have a place to do it. And that's the beauty of podcasts. I listen to them just like you, the same way you are. So hopefully today will be a little thought-provoking for you. Somebody brought an article to me about record collectors and how they really dislike greatest hits albums. They don't carry as much value, blah, blah, blah. That's not what the podcast is about today, but it made me think about my childhood and about how I needed those albums and where I got them. And it sent me down this entire road of memories this morning that I think I'll share with you. And I really think this whole podcast, in a nutshell, is how the alphabet impacted me growing up in New Iberia, Louisiana, before I could even read. And you're saying, well, how in the world did the alphabet make that much difference? Of course, I was learning it in Miss Libby's kindergarten, at Epiphany Kindergarten. I was learning the alphabet, but not really reading or writing yet. But I certainly could tell you what station on the radio was my favorite. And it was really kind of a battle between two. It was K-A-N-E and K-N-I-R. And I knew those letters. I didn't know how to read them in a word, but I knew that they were somewhere on the right on the dial. Remember, this is way before we had digital dials on radio, so you would just turn to the right. But I knew the first one was K-A-N-E at 1240, and second was K-N-I-R. Interesting that the letters in the alphabet came into play in my life. It also worked in TV, not just KLFY and KATC, but more importantly, Sesame Street, well, that's on PBS. That's right. I remember where to find my favorite shows as a kid. Scooby-Doo, well, that's on CBS. Polycarp, that's on ABC. Well, I loved Buckskin Bill, and he was on Channel 9 from Baton Rouge, and guess what? That was CBS. I knew my dad's favorite newscast was the ABC World News Tonight. So the alphabet came into play as a child with TV stations and radio stations, but I think the most impactful and greatest memories of all about the alphabet involved shopping trips in my house. And in New Iberia, of course, in the 70s, it was an event to go to Lafayette. A couple times a year, maybe every quarter or so, we'd load up the station wagon and we head down Highway 90 and we would go to the Northgate Mall and maybe stop and have lunch at Piccadilly in the Oil Center because it was the only Piccadilly in Lafayette back then. It was a kind of a treat to do that. But on a normal day, if we needed something in New Iberia, here again, the alphabet came into play. First, if I was buying a birthday gift for a friend, or I wanted to get baseball cards, or my mom was going to get fabrics and patterns to make us our new Easter outfits, yes, she made our Easter outfits. We didn't buy those back in the day. We went to TGNY, which was like the ultimate favorite store for a kid because your parents could get what they needed. My older sisters could find what they needed, and they had this awesome toy section. Well, really, it was probably just half an aisle, but as a 5 or 6 year old, it seemed like I was at the Macy's toy department in New York City to me when I was at TGNY in Tarita Village. So TGNY again, alphabet, before I know how to read, I know where the Matchbox cars are and I know where the model cars are. And I remember the old magnetic guy where you could make his beard with the little pin. There was always one of those that was open, and I would kill time doing that while my mom was doing whatever she was doing shopping at TGNY. But that was our Walmart before there was Walmart. It was more sophisticated and advanced, I guess, than Dollar General back in the day. And in New Iberia, we didn't have a JCPenney's or a Montgomery Ward's. We had a Sears catalog store, which was basically, somebody said this jokingly, that was our Amazon back in the day. That's right. We went to the store to place an order that you would, of course, make on your phone right now. Things have changed so much. So we would go to TGNY, have a little fun. I would do my shopping, buy records. That's kind of what sent me down the whole record conversation all the way full circle to TGNY. But when we'd leave, then we'd stop at the supermarket. And guess what the grocery store was? That's right. It was A&P. Do you remember going to A&P? We shopped at a local store in New Iberia a lot called Seminole & Sons, but we went to A&P because my dad preferred 8 o'clock coffee over any other coffee, and the only place you could get it and you could grind it in the store was at the A&P, and there was one right down the street from our house, so it was kind of a natural for us to go there. And the greatest memory of all, other than buying baseball cards, I guess, at TGNY, is at the end of shopping at A&P came the S&H green stamps. Remember those things? I would wait at the end of the register aisle so my mom would pay, and I would go stand by the machine, and they would punch in how many stamps we got. And it was like somebody giving me lottery tickets when I was five, because I knew we would go home and we'd put them in this bowl, and around Christmas time, we'd stick them all in the little books or whatever. We'd fill them up with the stamps, and we'd go to the S&H Green Stamp store, and all three of the kids in the family would get to choose something. I got my first tennis racket. It was a Wilson tennis racket using S&H Green Stamps. So S&H, A&P, TGNY, ABC, as easy as 1, 2, 3, the alphabet certainly played a role growing up in New Iberia, and it's hard to sometimes swallow the changes that have happened in the world that we grew up in and see where we are today. And I think about my grandfather, who used to tell me about growing up in Donner, Louisiana, which I think is almost non-existent now, and how he would skip school to go swimming in the town's water supply. And he'd tell me these stories about walking to school. And, you know, you hear your grandfather tell those stories and you roll your eyes. Yeah, the good old days. And I'm realizing today that, well, I'm kind of my grandfather now, and I'm yearning and wanting those good old days again. I'd give anything to be able to go to the Sears catalog store and order my children's Christmas presents this year, but those things have just kind of come and gone. It would be a big waste of time in today's world, but it was kind of a treat. Even though they only had a washer and dryer in there, it was still something special to do. So when you're thinking about Christmas shopping and the Sears wish book, maybe if you're like me, you use that as part of your shopping and you were a TGNY customer and it was like your favorite place to go when you were a kid like me. Think about that during the holiday season. Remember, at TGNY, you could get the gifts and you could get the wrapping paper and you could get your Christmas outfit all in one place. It was Walmart in 1974. Hopefully about once a week or so, I'll sit down and do a little podcast. Topics will vary from sports to memories, to music stories and whatever. And I appreciate you indulging me a little bit. And check back here at big1021.com or on my Facebook page or the radio station's Facebook page to delve in deeper. And I won't call them deep thoughts, but it is the Fast Podcast. Thanks for listening.